It has been a roller coaster ride on Wall Street this week, and we wanted to find out what's going on. So for that, we go to our friend, Mark Rosa, a professor of finance at UNO. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Tommy. Good morning.
See what happens there is the people that have just tuned in, they don't realize there's been a Hindenburg before. You see what I mean?
That's right. That's
speaking
right,
of I which, is the Wall Street headed toward a Hindenburg, if you're going to use a Zeppelin example of this, or a blimp, or... Tell me, is it going to gain, lose altitude, or are we headed on a downward trend here? What does it seem like to you?
Well, I think we've had a bull market. We've had a growing economy basically since the last recession. So bull markets tend to not last this long, but they don't just die of old age. They die of something that's happening in the economy to push us into a recession or just a pullback of sorts. And you know, a couple of years ago, the Fed started raising interest rates because they kept them at almost zero for so long that they needed to do something for monetary policy. But I think the markets were seeing that there wasn't as much inflation as the Fed was fearing. And when they were raising rates, it was doing funny things to the what's called the yield curve or the rate curve. And when that curve takes a particular shape, it's downward sloping, that is usually when a recession is right around the corner. So that's what they were seeing earlier this week, and that's what the markets were reacting to. And the Fed was resolute earlier this year. They said, no, we've got four interest rate increases on the table, and we're going to do all four of them. The last one's supposed to be this month. So I think with all that has gone on, they could pull back from that and say, you know what, we're going to let this slide. We're going to go into 2019 and reassess if any more interest rate increases are warranted, because they're doing that to slow the economy, Tommy. So several of those back-to-back are going to eventually slow the economy. It's just a question of how much, how far are we going to go. You don't want it too slow, like you don't want it too fast. So I think that's what's happening now. And, of course, the political uncertainties. We've had a change in the House of Representatives that's going to start in January. So those things all put into one week, that's where you get the volatility that we've seen. But as far as the Dow, we've basically had zero growth this year. It's been at 25,000, give or take a few points from the beginning of the year, and that's where it is right now. So while that's not particularly good news, but it could be a whole lot worse than that.
So for people that are worried about their retirement 401k, and what I mean by that is not, you know, somebody 30 or 40 that has a long way to go, but say somebody's, you know, close to 70 or whatever it is, getting ready to retire, and they are heavily into the market right now. Would it be time for them to get out and go in a safer vessel? Generally speaking.
Absolutely. And if you don't like what you're seeing, if you don't like the volatility, if you're into stocks and you're 70, that would be that's usually you would have made those choices a few years ago to start moving money perhaps out of stocks, because they could be very random over short periods. And we're seeing that. So if you're saying that's 10-year money, I'm not worried about this for 10 years, I think you'd be wise to just keep pat, stay where you are, of course, depending on what your portfolio looks like. But generally speaking, I mean, you've got a long time for the markets to recover. Or if something is starting to happen from a recession standpoint, we'll see it, we'll talk about it, or some reactions could be then. But I don't think over the last few trading days do we want to make those types of decisions.
Mark, I appreciate your time as always. I'm an alumnus of UNO, and I appreciate people from UNO coming on, especially you, because you're a friend. Now, people that don't know, Mark has his money in a mattress, and it is a king-sized bed. Merry Christmas, Mark.
And to you, sir. Thank you for having me.